Generally, Jamgon controls, you know, he holds this Rime. His Rime in approach very much. And he holds, you know, he tries to understand all as very correct and very true and very, you know, and this is this approach, I think, is very important because, you know, like generally, I think, you know, the Tibetan approach, I don't know whether I should say Tibetan. Maybe it's Nalanda approach, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But there's always like Gaya Pansum, you know. When you study something, you do Gaya Pansum. You know how it is. To kind of negate the other's views. Then you posit your own views. Then you, you know, kind of debate and get answer all the questions and get rid of all the doubts from your view. And so these three approaches. And almost all commentaries from all schools are kind of a little bit based on this approach, you know. And this approach is very good in one way, because you kind of you make you go very subtle, you go very deep about everybody, how it is, and then, you know, and present your views also very deeply and very clearly and very kind of elaborately, sometimes very subtle, and then, you know, you kind of differentiate it from every other views, and, you know, then answer all the questions, and, you know, this is how. But sometimes I feel that this makes people a little bit more dogmatic. Yeah, mm-hmm. This is my view, and I have to defend my view, and I have to reject all other views. I found this, maybe I don't know if I should say it in this kind of format. Once or twice I saw some kind of conferences that His Holiness Dalai Lama kind of called the great, you know, the campus from all different schools to try to bring in the, you know, the unity of all the Buddhists. And then there, sometimes I feel they were all kind of debating rather than unifying. Yeah, because they were, you know, they were used to defend their own thing, and they're used to, you know, kind of, what can you say, argue with, and then it was very difficult because they have to go very subtle, and some of the differences are very subtle. You know, I don't really understand the differences too much. You know, in a deep way. Sometimes I feel that these differences are more about, you know, it's very small differences and very subtle differences, and, you know, like mainly about how you say it, you know. Like if you say it like this, then it could be misunderstood like this, and then it could be like this, and, you know, and then the other one say, no, if you say it like your way, it could be misunderstood like this. I mean, anything, any way you say could be misunderstood anyway, you know. So I get a little confused when these things too much, and, you know, I had once that there was a There was a debate between Mipha Rinpoche and one very learned Gelugpa master in front of, you know, Patu Rinpoche. And Patu Rinpoche was the judge. And then these two were debating. And then there were lots of, you know, very bright lamas in campus, and, you know, I think from Nyima and from other schools also. And they were saying, they later mentioned that it's, I think, maybe also in the, some of the biographies, that in the morning they could understand what they were saying, but in the afternoon they didn't know what they were saying. So it's a little bit like that, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of goes sometimes so subtle that you kind of don't understand what is the the point.
Yeah.
Right. So Jamo Kontu says, you know, he says that, you know, like this Yen Tong and Rang Tong, you know, it's basically, you know, one is about Buddha nature way of, and another is from the kind of Prajnaparamita way of. Of course, both are Prajnaparamita anyway, but he says that, you know, for, like, Rang Tong is to analyze something, you know, what is the nature of this, what is the nature of this. Like, if you are looking at something, if you are, like, looking at the nature of things, and then you analyze, that approach is Rang Tong is the way, it's the best way. But Yen Tong is that you, if you try to talk about the experience, you know, how you experience and how you, then it's the Yen Tong way is better. That's how he says, and that's how he puts them together. I like that stand because, you know, all the things that is said in the kind of Buddha nature and Yen Tong and all this kind of approach way is mainly about from the experience of, you know, from how you experience things in the meditative state of experience things. And the, when you analyze, and then it's like this is emptiness, and, you know, that is about, you know, you are looking at something and then, you know, analyzing it. So it's just two different ways of looking like that. And Jamo Kontu is, you know, he's like that. I mean, he's some people also, you know, Kontu also, some people explain in another way, and some people explain in another way, you know. So, you know, even Mipham Rinpoche has two different, you know, ways of explaining Mipham Rinpoche.